Przypomnę raz jeszcze, że w studiu cały czas gościmy Stanley Mosko. Jest z nami główny marszałek Parady Płaskiego, która odbędzie się w tym roku 3 października. Najlepiej zapamiętać pierwsza niedziela października. Zawsze mamy naszą paradę na 5 Alei w Nowym Jorku, na którą już gorąco serdecznie wszystkich zapraszamy i cały dzisiejszy program właśnie był poświęcony temu, co się dzieje właśnie w komitecie organizacyjnym parady, jak przebiegają przygotowania właśnie do niej.
That's right. Thank you very much for being with us today, Stanley. We appreciate all the information that you've given us. What would you like to tell our listeners?
No, so number one, just want to say again, thank WSOU for having me. So I certainly appreciate it, giving me the opportunity again, just for all the upcoming events, right? So whether it's the banquet at the beautiful Marriott Marquis on September 25th, or come early and bring your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, something to Fifth House, because we'll have a beautiful and fantastic parade this year. As was mentioned, Pierwsza Niedziela Października, first Sunday in October, we'll see you there.
Right, and it's rain or shine.
Rain or shine. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll have the shine.
I would like it to be a little cooler. Can you arrange that?
I would say reach out to your local pastor, and they usually have the inside track and the connections.
Because the past couple of years, it's been pretty warm. I can remember marching in the parade, because I marched, and as soon as I started to walk, I was one of those faithful people who mom would say, hutch, you know.
Did you have your uniform from Poland?
Not from Poland. Mom would make a kakowianki. In fact, I should bring the picture in. My sisters were all in their kakowianki, and I had a white dress with the bianek and ribbons in the bottom. I didn't have the vest.
Mm-hmm.
But I can remember putting sweaters on before I put on my kakowianki outfit. And now it's kind of like, gee, I got too much clothes on. It's getting very warm in October.
It's more like bring your sunscreen and a bottle of water.
So hopefully we'll have a beautiful sunny day. Nice breeze would be good. So we'll have to see if some of the parishioners will and some of the pastors will pray for us for that day.
So again, tylko chciałem podziękować wszystkim tutaj, że pozwalaliście, żeby mogłem przyjść dzisiaj na radio. Just again, want to thank each and every one of you for inviting me and having me here this afternoon. And certainly all the listeners, you know, and those who did call in, who enjoyed this afternoon's program, thank you. And I'll be back soon, and we'll see you all on Fifth Ave.
That's right. Well, thank you very much for coming. Anytime you want to come up, you're more than welcome. We try to keep the studio open to such dignitaries as yourself.
Well, Ellie.
Oj, ten zegarek na ścianie wskazuje się już czasem pożegnać na dzisiaj. Zobaczymy się na drugi tydzień. Hope you enjoyed the show as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. Have a good day, enjoy the rest of the week, and thank you, Stanley, for spending time and visiting with us today. And God bless.
2 hours go by so quickly when we're having so much fun. We didn't get to cover the uprising in Warsaw. We'll cover that next week, even though today is the anniversary. We'll do it next week instead. Thank you, Stanley, for being here. You've really brought a smile to our faces and given us a lot of knowledge about the Pulaski Day Parade. And we look forward to marching with you that day. We'd like to say to all of us, say a prayer for those who are serving our country and say a special prayer for everybody in the hospital and remember that Jesus loves you.
I tak szybciutko dobiegła końca nasza audycja na dzisiaj. Dziękuję Państwu za spędzenie z nami 2 minionych godzin. Zapraszamy bardzo serdecznie za tydzień o 12 w południe. A tymczasem pora się już pożegnać. Życzę wszystkim miłego popołudnia, miłej niedzieli, jak również udanego tygodnia. Do usłyszenia, do zobaczenia. Kłaniam się z tej strony, Jacek Wyryk.